This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, breast cancer survivors share their stories. But first, in sports, the Major League Baseball playoffs will both go to Game 6, at least. Yesterday, late-inning heroics created dramatic wins for both the Houston Astros against the Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox against the New York Yankees. Here to tell us more about these games is Bill James. He's a baseball writer and historian. He joins us from Lawrence, Kansas. Hello, Mr. James.
Hi, Noah.
Good time for baseball fans, right?
It's been a wonderful time for baseball fans. It always is this time of year, but it's been very exciting games, and everybody's into it.
Tell us about David. Let's talk about David Ortiz, the Boston Red Sox. And this is the longest, do I have this right, the longest baseball playoff game ever?
In terms of time, it was. There were one or two that were longer in terms of innings. That's been a remarkable series. In the first game in Fenway on Saturday night, the Red Sox and the Yankees played the longest nine-inning game in American League playoff history. In the day after that, they played an hour longer, although it took them 13 innings. And the day after that, they played almost an hour longer. So the games have been very, very long, and the first two very late at night, winding up.
And David Ortiz, in most cases, is the late-inning hero.
David Ortiz has had a remarkable postseason run. He's hit two walk-off home runs, that is, two home runs that ended the game, and last night ended the game with a bloop single into center field. So he's just had a very remarkable postseason.
I want to ask you, too, about Mariano Rivera. This is the Yankees' premier reliever. He has lost two saves in two nights. That couldn't happen, but it did. I saw him come in the other day, and the Fox announcers were saying, well, this is the surest thing in baseball, but it wasn't, right?
That's right. Mariano has had a wonderful career, but the highlight of his career has always been the postseason. He's always been a pitcher who was very, very good during the season and who was untouchable in the postseason. But in this postseason, he's been it hasn't been his fault the Yankees have lost the last two games. Other people have contributed, but he was unable to prevent it.
Turning now to the National League, we have Jeff Kent hitting a three-run home run in the ninth inning as Houston beats the Cardinals. What about that series? How's that going for you?
The first four games of the series were slugfest with a lot of runs being scored, and then last night was a game in which each team had one hit through the first eight innings. It was a complete drought of runs, ended finally by Jeff Kent hitting a three-run homer.
And the Cardinals, we should mention here, a hero on the other side, the Cardinals' first baseman, Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is a young hitter who has made an impact that it's difficult to put into historical perspective because you really can't find another young hitter who's been in the league 4 years and has done what he's done in those 4 years. So he's had a huge impact on the series.
He's hitting close to, is it close to 600?
He has been in the series. I think the game last night dragged him down for the series to 474. On the other side, Carlos Beltran of the Astros has been hitting a home run every day. He's going to be a free agent in postseason, and he's adding $5-10 million a night to whatever he's going to sell for.
Wow. Who gets to call, going back to Reggie Jackson of what was Oakland then, the Oakland Athletics, right? And when they called him Mr. October, he would come on strong. Who gets to be called Mr. October this time, do you think?
Well, you know, Reggie hung that name on himself, and he did it by a clever ruse of saying, you know, they've been calling me Mr. October for so long that I've started to believe it myself. When actually the only person who had been calling himself that was Reggie. So I'm not sure anybody has that kind of an ego. I think none of the postseason heroes of this race, David Ortiz or Carlos Beltran or Albert Pujols or Bernie Williams or Matsui, none of them are boastful, loudmouth guys, so I don't know that that's going to happen.
There's some logistical difficulties here for the Yankees and the Red Sox. The Houston Cardinals series continues tomorrow at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, but the Yankees and the Red Sox have to come down from that exhausting game and travel to play at Yankee Stadium in New York. Why is that?
There was a rainout in that series on Friday night, which pushed the last five games of the series to five consecutive days. Then on top of that, there was a 12-inning game followed by a 14-inning game. So both teams are just, the bullpens are totally spent. There's nobody left with a fresh arm, nobody left with any rest at all, but you got to keep playing.
Bill James is the author of the Nyer James Guide to Pitchers. He's also an advisor to the Boston Red Sox. He spoke with us from Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you, Mr. James.
Thank you.